I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Wednesday, December 17th. And Burns, there are 1,700 newly degreed graduates of Oklahoma State University after last weekend's commencement ceremonies. That's a lot of hands to shake.
The hand is just now recovering, you know, but I have a technique, you know. I worry about those construction management guys, you know, but other than that, yeah, we got through it just great. No, it was our 130th commencement, believe it or not. And this, of course, is the December, and we had the graduate ceremony on Friday night, and then we had two ceremonies on Saturday, and they were particularly interesting and enjoyable because of the two honorary doctorate degrees we granted, and one of which was to our commencement speaker, who is Vice Admiral Sean Pybus. He's the Deputy Commander of Special Operations Command in Tampa, Florida, but formerly was head of the Navy SEALs, still the highest ranking SEAL in the Navy. And he grew up in Stillwater. His father was a professor at OSU and then became a businessman Stillwater. And so it was just great having him back. He didn't go to OSU because he wanted a Naval ROTC program, so he went to the, of all places, the University of Rochester. In any event, he really gave a great message, and it was laced with the kind of military determination you would expect. He basically told the graduates that you should assign yourself a mission and then get after it. And that's pretty good advice for all of us. As I say, we awarded him an honorary doctorate, and OSU alum Dean Stringer was honored with a doctorate degree. Dean has served OSU in so many ways, graduated there, but also got his law degree at Harvard, very distinguished legal career, was a former regent, was chairman of the Board of Regents, and he was really one of the major players in us getting our Phi Beta Kappa chapter. So it was a very special day for all the family. It certainly was for the faculty and all of us at OSU. And so we're excited to get through another semester and ready to start in January.
Now, there was another ceremony yesterday, this one kicking off a new collaboration between OSU and Tulsa Community College.
That's right. We've also done this with OSU Oklahoma City. Tulsa Community College provides more community college students to OSU than any other school. So we have a great relationship. But now we're pursuing what we're calling a Finish Orange event, which really involves OSU recognizing the courses that TCC teaches, so their students can graduate from there, or even after the first year, come to OSU, and the courses they took at TCC will count. It's all designed, of course, to get more students a college degree, to make it pretty seamless. We'll have 20 new degree programs in this relationship in business administration, management, computer information systems, geology, political science, sociology, and many more. I think it will increase the access to an affordable public higher education. We have a great relationship with TCC. It's led by President Lee Goodson, who used to be head of research for our medical school. So I think this will be great, and hopefully we'll see a yield of a lot of new graduates.
And finally, Burns, all of us at KOSU would like to wish you and your family a safe, healthy, and joyous holiday season.
Well, and to all of the listeners to KOSU, and I'll make a special wish to First Cowgirl Ann. But she and I want to wish everyone a safe and healthy holidays, a very happy new year, and go Pokes.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.